Hello and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and I'm really excited about our guest today. She is Kirsten Karchmer, a health tech pioneer, women's health expert, and the founder and CEO of Brazen. Kirsten is leading a women's health revolution committed to eradicating PMS and cramping. We are so excited to learn all she has to teach us. Thank you so much for being with us today, Kirsten. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here and I'm looking forward to a great conversation.
Well, we had an incredible episode with my friend April Davis recently about how to kind of plan your life around your menstrual cycle, your work life and personal life. And that episode was really well received. So I'm really excited to add this kind of body of content to an already really popular subject because, you know, we are half the population and we have to deal with this monthly visitor. So
I've been shocked at how very interested women are and people with periods to talk about menstruation. I always joke and say, if I go to a party and anybody finds out what I do for a living, everybody's grabbing their glass of wine and trying to pull me into the bathroom saying, like, can I tell you about my period? Can you tell me what's wrong? Can you tell me what's going on? And I think that since the beginning of time, we've been enculturated into a world that it's not okay to talk about your period and that it's normal to suffer with your period. And so because of that, really nobody knows anything. And it's been really, really brought to my attention. I have a TikTok channel and that TikTok channel grew. I just launched it about on June 7th. And as of today, I have 125,000 followers. And part of it is because I just think that there's information about it on Instagram, but nobody is actually really talking about it. And for some reason, like we have like 4,000 followers on Instagram, nothing, right? But actually the talking about it somehow must feel liberating for women and people with periods and young girls. I mean, on Friday, I made a video, a girl had asked a question, can you swim on your period? And I just did a short video saying, yeah, but you know, whatever. It got 1 million views in 24 hours and I got 11,000 questions.
Wow. I wonder if that is the demographic of TikTok, is these young girls who are nervous about starting their period and they don't really have anyone they can go to ask these questions.
Well, I think for this particular case, it is a demographic, but actually 35% of people on TikTok right now in the US are over 45.
Whoa.
Excuse me, over 40, not over 45.
Yeah.
So there's a real growing, I think it's because there's mothers mm-hmm. who have children who are on TikTok. So they wanted to figure out what this is. And then I think TikTok is so much fun. I haven't been on any social media since I've been on TikTok. It's a blast. It's so positive. It's fun. There's a big push for learning. It's really interesting.
Interesting.
So I have moms reaching out to me. You know, I'm making videos about like how to talk to your daughter about your period, what's normal, what, you know, all the things that I like to talk about. And so some of those are coming from audiences are coming from moms, from women in their middle age, and from 8-year-olds. So it's incredible.
Well, awesome. We'll ask you about some of those things today. So let's just start at the beginning. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family, just so we can get to know you and, you know, how this all came about?
Sure. So I'm a single mom of two teenagers. One of them's a daughter with a period. Yeah, we live in Austin, Texas, and I was a reproductive acupuncturist for well over 20 years. I helped over 10,000 infertile women have babies. We did that by pioneering a way to use the menstrual cycle as a barometer of women's overall health and to look at what's the relationship between every single habit that a woman has, how that relates to her period and how that relates to her overall fertility. And then in 2013, I launched a software company called Conceivable. While we were in the middle of building and validating the technology from Conceivable, I wrote an article for Goop magazine called What Your Period Can Tell You About Your Health. That ended up being one of the most performant articles on the magazine at the time of publication. And several hundred women wrote to me the next week saying the same thing exactly. I'm 26. I'm not in a relationship. I'm not touching shit called Conceivable. I heard you know how to fix periods. Can you help me? I'm really, really sick. And because everyone who came to my clinic over those 20 years had terrible periods, it never occurred to me that everyone had terrible periods. And as I started looking into the epidemiology of what I call menstrual disease, just all the problems that are associated with menstruation, it turned out that, you know, in 2019, 82% of women had reported life-interrupting menstrual pain and PMS. And it was literally like, I'm about as world-renowned in this field as they come, and I had no idea.
Wow.
I was like, how can we possibly be in the middle of a women's movement? How can we rise up? How can we advocate for literally anything when 80% of women and people with periods are sick every single month and literally nobody's talking about it or doing anything about it. Yeah. And yeah.
So you have this incredible origin story, which you have kind of alluded to, but you've been diagnosed with MS. You've surfed all over the world. You've started companies and helped over 10,000 infertile women have babies. I'd love for you to just kind of tell us your origin story just a little bit more in detail and how that all kind of brought you to this place where you are now, lovingly referred to as the period fixer.
So I was a competitive athlete. I was a gymnast and a tennis player when I was growing up, and a really serious athlete, trained a lot, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours every single day. And when I was 19, I got diagnosed, 19, 20, I don't know exactly how old I was. I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I couldn't walk without a cane. At that time, the drugs they were using for multiple sclerosis were not, there were no long-term studies. And I just was nervous about, my neurologists were like, you have to start on drugs and you're going to be in a wheelchair. And I just was, you know, I just don't feel good about it. It's like, I don't want to be like in 10 years, like, oops, now you have some other problem. And I taken a job in Korea teaching. I was a linguist before, and I taken a job in Korea teaching at a Korean college. And I thought, well, I want to do martial arts to try and like get stronger. So when I'm traveling internationally, I can protect myself better. And so even with my cane, I liked this martial art that I was, is a Korean special forces training, because they use weapons, especially canes. And I was like, well, I use a cane. I can use my cane as a weapon and kind of weaponize my disability. During that time, one of my classmates was in acupuncture school, and she's like, you should really go see one of my teachers. He's really good. And I was like, acupuncture is shit. Like, that's like going to a psychic. That's not going to do anything. And she's like, no, you know. And I end up going to see this acupuncturist. And at the end of a short conversation, he says, look, when you were born, you had multiple sclerosis, but your body was really strong, like your constitution. And he said, but then you trained and trained and trained and trained and trained. And at some point, your disease got stronger than your constitution. My job is to figure out what's wrong with your constitution and fix that, hopefully such that your disease can become, your constitution gets stronger than your disease, and then you'll go into remission. And so I was like, well, I like the idea of that. And we started working together, and that is that exactly what happened. I just kept getting stronger and stronger and having less episodes and less problems and going to the neurologist less and less. And they were, the episodes were longer apart. And after a few years, you know, I pretty much stopped having episodes as long as I was taking good care of myself. That, you know, that's sort of my squeaky wheel, like start having light neurologic problems if I'm not staying on top of things. And so, I mean, after the first day that I saw this doctor, I became an acupuncturist. I was like, the way he explained that, I was like, that just makes perfect sense. That's so obvious. Why isn't everybody practicing medicine like this? And so I ended up going to acupuncture college. There, I start realizing that the menstrual cycle provides so much diagnostic information without any labs, without any tests, just with user-collected data. And, you know, decided that I would be like one of the first reproductive acupuncturists in North America and, you know, built a whole world around that. And then, you know, understanding that the menstrual cycle has the ability to give us all this robust diagnostic information, and it's so predictive of fertility, that, you know, I just decided that I wanted to be one of the first reproductive acupuncturists in North America. And then I wanted to really spend my life trying to understand the relationship between how women and people with periods care for themselves, and how we can use that as a tool to democratize access to health for all people on the planet.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So teach us the history of the menstrual cycle and how it's impacting our self-esteem and access to health and all of those things.
This is one of my favorite topics, because I wrote a book this year called Seeing Red. And as a linguist, I was really interested in like, okay, well, we have this situation in which, you know, so many women are suffering. So the menstrual cycle is one of my favorite things, because the history tells us, like, as a linguist, I was really interested in how has language influenced how we take care of our bodies and how we relate with menstruation and how women are related to in society in the larger context. And so I basically went back and read everything publicly published since the beginning of written time. And while there are traditional Chinese medicine texts on reproductive acupuncture since the Qing Dynasty, the first publicly written document was in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus, where it says, That thing is so vile. It's as vile as a menstruating woman or the devil. And I was like, that's so screwed up. That's the first thing that was written about at that time, women and menstruation. And then very shortly after that, Aristotle, who, you know, at that time and still today is thought to be one of the greatest thinkers of all time, Aristotle said, women are the inferior species because they menstruate. They are feeble. That was the prevailing medical theory about women and menstruation from the 3rd until the 17th century. And for me, I was like, when I read all this, I was so upset because, and also I had this moment of self-compassion. Because I don't know if you or any of the listeners have ever been in therapy before and you're like, I don't know, I'm so stressed, I don't know what's going on. And the therapist is like, okay, well, let's look at what's going on. You just got divorced, you're a single mom, you lost your job, you're moving across the country, your parents have Alzheimer's, you know, and then suddenly you have this moment of gentleness for yourself. And you're like, yeah, of course, I don't know why I didn't put all that together. Of course, I'm so stressed and depressed and whatever. And I had the same feeling about like, well, no wonder women struggle with their self-esteem so profoundly. No wonder women have such, you know, are so influenced by social media, by magazines, by celebrities, by everything that we see. Because since the beginning of time, we have told that we are filthy and inferior. And there hasn't been anything to interrupt that. And that's the work that I'm doing in my new company, Brazen, is trying to bring awareness to this, to talk about it as much as humanly possible. Girls who are now on my TikTok callers are like, don't you get embarrassed talking about this? And I was like, no, actually, the menstrual cycle is one of the most important things on this planet, because if the menstrual blood dries up, we're dead. We are the future of the species. It is our privilege and honor to get to be able to be in charge of making the next humans. Like, that's so cool. Not everybody needs to do it, but it's the one thing that we got equipped to do that's different from men, and it makes us special. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I have two teenage daughters who are in different stages of periods. So I have this opportunity now to talk to them about it. And, you know, there's a lot of like self-consciousness about starting their period. They're nervous about it. They don't know what to expect. They don't know if it's going to hurt. And so, you know, I have been kind of examining the way I think about it and then teaching them. And I learned this phrase, it's your magic blood, recently from April Davis. And so I was really excited to teach my oldest daughter about her magic blood and how it makes her a woman. And it gives her the ability to create life, which is this incredible thing that men cannot do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've loved kind of thinking about this, but I remember, and this is interesting because this is what I thought you were going to say originally when you were talking about women. But I remember in college feeling like I would have this period of time every month that I was just a little bit more frustrated I was just having a little bit more harder time in my life, and I couldn't figure out why. I felt like everything was falling apart. And I realized by, you know, going to a trusted advisor that, you know, he was like, where are you in your period cycle? And it was a man. And I was really grateful that he understood this cyclical nature of female reproductive system. But he would be like, where are you on your cycle? I'm like, oh, I'm about to start my period. He's like, that's why you feel like your life is falling apart. Just hang on. You're okay. You know, Yeah. And so I think it's really important that we equip our daughters, especially, to understand like, this is the ability to create life, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful, but it comes with a few things that you just kind of have to understand and be able to deal with in your everyday life.
Right. Well, and this is like, we get this unfair advantage. That's what I always say, is like, your menstrual cycle is your unfair advantage, because it's a feedback system that anything that's happening anytime in your cycle outside of what's optimal tells us that your body needs additional support.
Mm-hmm.
And men don't have that. So they just go blindly into like, I don't know. Oh, you mean I have cancer? Right. And we have signal after signal after signal that we can manage. If we manage those things early in life, we can actually really reduce the incidence of some of the diseases that are most detrimental to women's health.
Interesting. I never thought about it that way.
I mean, you know, having significant menstrual cramps, especially if associated with endometriosis, increases the risk for heart disease by nearly 70%.
Oh my God.
So the menstrual cycle is constantly signaling to us subclinical information about our overall health.
So who would we go to if you know, we felt like we needed some information like that. For example, our period is not normal or something like that, because not every practicing practitioner can give us that type of information.
Almost none.
Yeah. So where would listeners go?
Well, for now, people can read my book. It's a playbook for understanding and starting to map that out. It's not, you know, you won't be able to customize it in a deep, but you'll definitely be way ahead of the game from reading Seeing Red. And then in addition to that, you know, at Brazen, we're building the first period tracker that can fix your period. So we'll actually be able to collect all the information that you would normally track, but use it diagnostically to understand, oh, well, how is my bad PMS related to my one day of menstrual bleeding, related to my anxiety, related to my insomnia, related to my CrossFit, related to my diet?
Wow.
And then curate a solution to help you fix it using Chinese herbs and behavioral interventions.
And that's all in your book. Tell us about your book, Seeing Red. Tell us, you know, what's in there, how we can use it, how we can get it, all of the things.
You can order it on Amazon. You have to use my name, Kirsten Karchmer, because there is another one or two books called Seeing Red. So just put in Seeing Red, Kirsten Karchmer. And then essentially it's in three parts. So the first part of it is the state of the uterus, basically talking about what's going on in women's health and women's menstrual cycles, how we have, you know, one in six with PCOS, one in seven with endometriosis. Those numbers are changing a little bit. More women have PMDD, which is the very severe PMS-like condition that women will have suicide attempts from. More women have that than infertility. Our fertility rates are declining, and just nobody's talking about any of this. And the next part is basically the history of the menstrual cycle. So how did we get here? So a deep dive on what we just talked about previously. And then the rest of the book is a handbook about how to understand each piece of your menstrual cycle and how to intervene with behavior, diet, lifestyle, all of that. And then the last bit's a call to action.
Awesome. That is so, I mean, helpful and interesting and informative. I mean, yeah, so important to understand that. So as the founder and CEO of Brazen, what kind of solutions do your products offer women? And what came first, the book or the company?
So the book, the company, we've been building the company for about 2 years. We just launched two products, one for PMS and one for cramping, while we were building the tech, just to help women have relief now when we saw how many women were suffering. So those are formulas that we designed as, you know, reproductive acupuncturist for 20 years. They're really effective for managing PMS and cramping by getting to the underlying causes of that. So we don't need to build a formula that treats all 40 symptoms of PMS. If you get to the underlying cause of it, you can correct the root cause of it. And the side effect is that the majority of the symptoms will be exponentially better. When the app is live in the fall, the app will be able to actually customize a formula for you and drop ship it to your house. So a couple of things about Brazen. Brazen means to overcome something shameful with swagger, like period shame. And part of our mission is about how do we help women to liberate themselves from anything that's holding them back from having access to everything that they want. And we have to start with health, right? If you don't have access to health, you're missing out on access to productivity at work. Menstrual pain is the number one reason girls miss school. So we can't raise girls up if they're not going to school. The second reason girls miss school is because they don't have menstrual supplies. So part of us is we donate 5% of our top line profits to ensure that people on the everywhere have access to menstrual supplies. Because again, if we're going to liberate women from anything that's holding them back, we have to make sure that they're going to school. In the end, next year, we'll start building out specialized programs in the app for polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, PMDD, preconception, infertility, perimenopause, and menopause.
Wow. That's a big task to take on.
It's fun. I mean, because it's all related, like there's no solution that people always like, you know, what's the pill? I'm like, okay, well, currently you can take a pill for PMS or cramping. It will help. But if you don't work, if you don't understand the system that's causing the PMS and cramping, then you're going to be married to Brazen until you go through menopause. And I don't want that for our customers. I want to use Chinese herbs to get people out of sort of a crisis state so that they keep feeling better and get more confidence that they can change, teach them the behaviors to have in place. and then set them free to go kick ass and take over the universe.
I love this. So tell us, what are some of the most common period problems that women face and how they can be addressed?
So the common problems are easy to talk about, how they can be addressed. The most common things that you will typically see are women having really painful, obviously painful periods. Every day women are telling me I pass out and throw up for my period. Is that normal? No, that's not normal for anybody who's listening and thinking that. Having a lot of clotting and really heavy bleeding is also very common and very depleting, right? Because it's really important to remember that like blood is oxygen and nutrients for every cell and tissue in your body. So if you're continually losing too much blood over time, you get really depleted. And you, again, lose access to power and resources and et cetera. So, you know, and then there's over 40 symptoms that are associated with PMS. So many women will say when they come to our website, like, well, I don't know, should I take the PMS or the cramping formula, which is a mystery to me because I'm like, well, do you have PMS or cramping? And they're like, I'm not exactly sure I know the difference, which is so interesting to me. I was like, well, cramping is what occurs during your period. PMS is everything that occurs from ovulation until menstruation. That could include fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, acne. You can have cramping before, but that's in the category of PMS. Bowel changes, sleep disruptions, migraines, all of those are considered, anything that just happens before your period is considered PMS. The PMS formula works really good for all of those symptoms, but the underlying cause is typically something's going on with digestion or diet in which the person is either losing too much blood or their diet isn't rich enough in iron or B12, or the ability of digestion to break food down, convert it into energy, use the building blocks to make marrow, to make blood, to make a urine lining is also compromised. Mm-hmm. And so you have to kind of figure that out. And on top of that, then we have a lot of people who are not sleeping or who are overtraining, which also consumes a lot of blood from Chinese medicine. So that's why it's hard to answer like, well, I have to know more information. This is why we use technology to sort of be able to diagnose for each person what's going on. I see lots of women who look really healthy on the outside who are going to yoga, who are vegetarian, who are like doing everything that looks right. But then I'm like, how's your period? And that when they're doing CrossFit, when they're not doing yoga, right? And they're like, it's storm. It's so bad. I was like, all right, so what you're doing right now, no matter on paper how good it looks, is not working for your particular body. Often they're over-exercising, not eating enough food, or not eating enough nutrient-rich food to support, you know, healthy blood production.
Interesting. So how does having the proper education and product affect a woman's most intimate relationship?
Like her sex life?
Yes.
Okay, I just never know. We get into, you know, is that her sex life with her?
Show, we're eventually going to get to sex somehow. So,
okay, good. Well, I think that people often ask me, how do you address libido, low libido? Because this is a problem for a lot of women. And I always say you have to diagnose, 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 diagnose every time. So the three biggest categories, there's others. The first one is that if you have relationship problems, if you don't think that your mate respects you or doesn't treat you with respect, it doesn't matter what you do. Like, there's no fixing it. You're not going to want to have sex with this person. You're going to be closed for business.
Yes,
next, if you have too much on your plate, there's zero chance you're going to want to have sex. No matter how horny you usually are, if you're tired and overcommitted, it turns into a to-do list. So for the men who are listening, if they really want to get their partners to have more sex with them, help them. Take it off their to-do list and tell them, baby, acknowledge them. You seem like you've got too much on your to-do list. How can I help you? That will get you laid so fast. If you even have a chance, like that is your chance to like really acknowledge that she's overcommitted and she's got too much on her plate and that she's tired and help her to nap. When she feels like herself and she feels supported by you, she's going to be much more interested in having intimacy. And last, then there's hormonal issues. So if you notice that some parts of the month you are interested in sex and some parts of the month you're not interested in sex, this is a kind of PMS, right? So the stagnation that's associated with the liver not effectively breaking down the hormones makes you irritable, and then you hate your mate, even if they're a good guy, which means you're not going to want to have sex with them. So you have to, you know, we use herbs and lifestyle to fix those things. So anything, like people say, well, what are the herbs that are good for libido? I'm always like, there's no herbs that are good for anything. Honestly, the herbs and food and all the solutions are only good for why you have that thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're tired and you have help and you're still tired, maybe you need herbs to help your, but first you have to clear out your calendar. You don't want to use herbs just to like let you work harder, because that'll just lead to adrenal failure, you know? And there's no herbs that actually have any aphrodisiac properties, in my opinion. I've tried them all, like with a lot of people. That's my opinion. Let's take it for what it's worth. The trick is, if you can just understand the why for all of these conditions, there's not one fix. If you even can do a little bit of all of them, you can have profound changes in them, which is great, because that gives us access to power and healing ourselves.
Yeah. So that's why I exist, is to help people figure out why. What is the root cause of this disconnect, right? Okay. So teach us about the benefits of mindfulness and fully understanding our unique cycles, because I don't think there's two women that have the exact same experience. Like, we're all so unique in the way we understand and experience our cycles and how it affects us. So kind of teach us about how we can start to understand our own cycle and what's normal for us and when we need to seek help.
So I think that the first thing that we have to talk about is the difference between common and normal. And so I think that every woman I talk to says everything that could possibly happen in your period is normal, because that's what they're hearing from their doctors. In my clinical experience, I found that there is an ideal cycle. I hate giving any ideals for women, because we're constrained and framed into so many ideals already. But this is the menstrual cycle that women are most likely to conceive when they have this cycle. And I would say 80% of women can get pretty darn close to this. So it is the milestone when we say, like, we often hear people saying, like what you just said, like, oh, every woman's cycle is unique in how they experience. I would say each woman's cycle presents with a variety of indicators that can lead them to some interventions that can make them feel a lot better and improve their cycle. And they can use their menstrual cycle as a feedback loop of if that's true or not. So ideally, you have a 28-day cycle. You ovulate on cycle day 14. You have clear cervical discharge on cycle day 14 and a few days in between. You don't have any PMS whatsoever. You don't have cramping. You don't have clotting. You have fresh red blood, and you soak a tampon or a pad every 4 hours. Tampon, pad, fill a cup, whatever, every 4 hours, not more, not less. No spotting. And when you're close to that, you'll get pregnant naturally at a very high degree. In fact, in the pilot that we did for Conceivable, that was the milestone that we were measuring for, you know, like optimal fertility. When we could get women even 60% of the way to that natural, to that cycle, they increased the likelihood of natural conception by 274%. These were diagnosed infertile women.
Wow.
So any deviation from that does not indicate that you have a disease or a problem. It indicates that there's room for opportunity, and that's giving you information. So less bleeding tells us for some reason you're not making enough blood. Is it your diet? Is it you're exercising too much? Is it you're not sleeping enough? Is it because, you know, you need more iron-rich foods or B12 in your diet? And if you're having hemorrhagic bleeding, what's the cause of that? If you're having really bad PMS, we know the liver isn't metabolizing and excreting hormones effectively. Well, what needs to happen so that can happen, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh my gosh, there's so much.
This is why we built technology for it, because like when people look at our technology, like, oh, it's so simple. I'm like, there's a lot happening on the back end. Trust me.
Right. So where would you suggest we start? Would it be your book, or would it be like getting into brazen.com and putting in a profile or something like that?
So the thing to do now, like, just depends on what kind of, like, if you're just wanting to improve your period generally, you could probably start with a book, because you can start learning about it. It's a great place to get started. If you're having a really bad period right now, either PMS, PMDD, or really bad cramping, you should go to, we're at Forever Brazen, actually. You can go to Forever Brazen and you can just order one of the formulas and get started. It's really important that you take it exactly as directed. It's not herbal Advil, or it's not Midol. You don't just take it when you have symptoms. It works by addressing the underlying causes. So you take the PMS formula from ovulation until menstruation, and you take the cramping formula the week before and the week of your period. And sometimes you might have both of those, so you might be taking them overlapping. But people should see about 30% improvement in even the worst symptoms in the first month, and then continue to 50 or 60 the second month, and 70 or 80 by the third month. And then after that, if you start either reading the book or the app may be live by then, if you start working on the habits around that, then you should be able to start reducing the amount of product that you take to support that. But the herbs just do the heavy lifting to get rid of the biggest problems the fastest. So that because if you don't feel good for half of the month, behavior change is very hard.
So talk to me about young girls who are starting their period. What, as mothers, caretakers, how can we kind of monitor them and the experience they're having and know when you know, there might be a problem or we need to seek help, or whether what's happening to them is just starting out.
So what you want to look for is your daughter is going to, first, she's going to get little breast buds, and you might, like my daughter was very private, so I never saw her naked hardly, but ostensibly they'll get a little peach fuzz, you know, between their legs and under their arms, which will then start turning, you know, darker. They'll start needing deodorant, like a little bit stinky. I like Native, by the way, I don't have an affiliation with it, but I think that's the best natural deodorant because it really does work. And then about a couple of months before she's going to get her period, you'll start noticing some discharge in her underwear. And so I think that anytime that you can start talking about periods before they start their period is the best plan of action. So talking about your own period. At the grocery store, buy tampons or pads or whatever you use. Even if you don't use them, buy some panty liners, right? Just to out it. Just to say, oh, you know, and forget it and be like, oh, hold on, I need to get some panty liners. My period's coming next week. You start to normalize it. If you want triple bonus points, get your mate. If you have a male partner, get your mate to be like, you know, unload the groceries one day and say, oh, baby, I know your period's coming next week. I got your panty liners for you. That is going to be home run dad, because now he's communicating to her, right? You know, and it's like, if he's modeling great, he's like, I just want to make sure that you have everything so you can be comfortable on your period. Because what your daughter is seeing is how to model what kind of mate she chooses. And we as mothers, we want our daughters to choose mates who are going to care for her and love her if she's having a hard time. Hopefully she won't, because we'll fix it all for her or help her to fix it. But anything that dad can do to model, you know, if you are having a little bit of a bad time on your period, tell your daughter, say, you know what, I'm having a little bit of cramping today. I just got my period. I'm just not feeling that good. I'm going to just like let my body rest a little bit. So we're going to order takeout Chinese food or whatever. Or dad can say like, oh, mom's not feeling good because of her period. Like, put it out there. The other thing is you can share with them my TikTok page, because I have so many, you know, 8-year-olds, and say, oh, I just heard this podcast and this lady was talking and she has this big TikTok channel and she's talking about all kinds of things that like young girls might be interested in knowing about. That's all you have to say. Or you could forward one to her. You could, you know, like come to my page, find one that you like for her, forward to her, and like, oh, this is so interesting about what to expect when your period comes. You just want to do some ice breaking, because so many girls are messaging me. Like one girl said, I've had my period for a year and I haven't told my mom yet.
Oh my gosh.
And one girl commented back to her and she said, she says, look, girl, she's like, tell your mom I've run out of leaves and sticks to use as my menstrual supplies. Go get me some pads.
Oh boy.
But you know, it's like, basically I just made her a video and I said, hey, this is how it goes. Say, hey mom, I just got my period. Can we go get some pads? But I've been training them to go to mom and say, hey mom, I think my body's been changing a lot. And I think maybe my period's, let's go to Target and buy like a bunch of stuff to get ready for it. And I was like telling the girls, like, your mom is going to be so happy if you do this. She's going to be so happy that you came to her, and y'all can make a whole date of it. She'll probably take you out to dinner or get ice cream or something. She's going to be so happy. So, you know, and then giving them some instructions. It can be something, a great opportunity to bond with your daughter.
I love it. Okay. So I'm going to ask you my signature question here. If you had the undivided attention of every woman in the world for just a few minutes, what is the most important thing you could teach them about their own period health?
Oh, this is easy for me. The most important thing that I wish that every person with a period knew, that common is not normal, and that suffering with your period is not normal, and that for the majority of women, there are many strategies that you can use naturally to not have PMS and not have cramping and to feel great when you're having your period.
I love it. Okay. And then we are going to make sure that all of these links you send us are going to be in the show notes, but tell us the best place for listeners to start, to find you, to get the information they need regarding your periods.
Yeah, so the two places are on Instagram at Forever Brazen. Everything for us is Forever Brazen, because we want to help you to get brazen and then allow you to be forever brazen without us. So Instagram at Forever Brazen, and on TikTok, where the most fun is, at The Period Expert.
I love it. Well, and is there a website or central location?
Yes. So our website is www.foreverbrazen.com, and there's a chat bot there. If you click on that chat bot, you actually get my cell phone. So if you have, you know, a longer question or want to chat about something that's going on, just message there.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. I really appreciate your time today and all the wonderful work you're doing for the women of the world.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure. And hopefully we will spread the word about all of us just a little bit more, one person at a time.
All right. I absolutely loved that interview with Kirsten, the period fixer. And I cannot wait to try out some of those ways of making it more commonplace when talking in front of my teen and preteen daughters. So for those of you experiencing any symptoms of PMS or cramping, definitely pay attention to Kirsten's suggestions. And then as well, if you are raising a preteen or teen daughter and are nearing that place with her, lots of great suggestions for introducing and explaining the topic. I am having so much fun with my incredible couples in my training in the Art of Sexpionage course and have been asked so many times when the course will be available again. So I just want to announce that we have officially set the dates for our next Seduce Your Spouse Challenge, which will be September 21st through the 25th. And training in the Art of Sexpionage will be available through that challenge. So definitely mark your calendar because that's going to be an awesome, awesome 5-day challenge. Join us next week for another incredible interview with a dating coach named Dominic Cruz as he explains to us all that he's learned about relationships through coaching dating individuals. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.